Hi, and welcome to Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. My name is Fee Sullivan, Senior Pastor, and I truly want to thank you for joining us today as we study the Word of God. It is our desire that your life be touched today, and we pray that the Lord will speak to you with this message. And at the conclusion of this message, we have some important information for you. Please join me now as we begin our message.
Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we bless you and praise you. Lord, we exalt you, we magnify you. Lord, I'm asking now, God, that you would give us ears to hear and eyes to see what the Spirit is saying to the church. And we bless you and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. I've entitled this afternoon's message, Extreme Warfare. Extreme Warfare. Right now, there is warfare in the heavenlies that's manifesting on this earth. There's a major war about ready to be just exploding in the Middle East. We see the Ukraine-Russian war. We see the war in our streets. We see the divide. We see that there is a culture that we're at war with right now. And what do I mean by that? When's the last time that you could even conceive in your mind that our public schools would allow your kids to be butchered and be transgendered? What kind of culture are we living in right now? These things are grotesque. These things are evil. If you don't think butchering your child and changing their sex is evil, then I don't know what you're thinking about. But we're living in a society that's upside down. This is why you heard the word of the Lord. Jesus is coming. Jesus said that right before he returns, it's going to be like the days of Lot and Noah. And how were those days? They were very violent. They were very corrupt. Every manner of iniquity was there. They had transgenders there. They had homosexuality there. They had fornicators there. They had, you name it. It was all there. There's nothing new with God. The only thing that has changed from that era to our era here is technology. That's the only thing that's changed. What remains is our sinful nature and the depravity of man. That's why Jesus has to come. He has to come and save us and change us. Can I get amen? Why? Because man is depraved. Only God can save us. Only Jesus can save you and I. Doctors can't. Psychologists can't. Advice from your grandmother can't. Nothing can. Our only hope is Christ. And so if you have your Bibles, turn with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 10. We're going to look at verses 1 through 6. What I'm hoping to convey this afternoon is we're going to look at spiritual warfare and deliverance. Those are two separate entities in themselves. But you have to understand how it's developed and how it's fought and how we can protect ourselves and also how to be on the offense. Just imagine if you had a football team. You can hold down a team from not scoring on you. Great defense, but you had no offense. And you could barely score maybe 7 points a game. That's because you have no offense. Probably don't have a good quarterback. Probably have no running. Probably don't even have offensive linemen. Well, a soldier of God has to have the full armor. Amen. Can I get amen?
Yes.
How many believe that we need the helmet of salvation?
Amen.
How many believe that we need the breastplate of righteousness?
Yes.
How many of you believe that we need the shield of faith?
Yes.
The sword of the Spirit?
Yes.
Our loins girded up in truth.
Amen.
And our feet shod prepared for the gospel of peace.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Why do you suppose Paul pictured a Roman soldier with all the Roman gear on. Everything was frontal. Everything was in the front. There was nothing to protect the backside. You know why? Because Roman soldiers never retreated. They never ran from the war. They went onward. They went forward. And we, as the body of Christ, need to keep moving forward. Can I get amen? Even when we slip and fall, get back up. Get back up. Can I get amen? Well, let's turn to the Word of God and let's see where this message takes us. And it reads, verse 1, "Now I, Paul, myself, am pleading with you by the meekness and gentleness of Christ, who in presence am lowly among you, but absent and bold toward you. But I beg you that when I am present, I may not be bold with that confidence by which I intend to be bold against some, who think of us as if we walked according to the flesh. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh." You know, if you do an in-depth study just on that verse right there, we don't wrestle against flesh and blood. Can I get amen? Your brother, your sister, your mother, your friend, that's not your enemy. We get angry, yeah, but they're not your enemy. We're going to see who the enemy is. Look at this in verse 4. "For the weapons," say that with me, "for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God, for pulling down strongholds, casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ." You know, I didn't understand it when I was a young Christian, but I get it now. The way, hallelujah, you destroy disobedience is just become obedient. When you learn to become obedient, you've now destroyed disobedience. Can I get amen? It's that simple. Look at this. "Every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ, and being ready to punish all," not some, "all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled." You see, when you're walking with a heart to obey, there's no room to disobey. That's how you defeat. It's simple 101. And so, saints, the difference between deliverance and spiritual warfare is that deliverance is dealing with demonic bondages and getting a person set free, whereas spiritual warfare is resisting, overcoming, and defeating the enemy's lies in the form of deception, temptations, and accusations that he sends our way. How many, you've heard this say, "Oh, the devil's a liar." How many have you heard that? The devil's a liar. Well, he is. He's the father of them. And he knows how to deceive us. Even the elect would be deceived, Jesus said. So deliverance involves the breaking up of legal grounds. You catch that? See, the devil wants to put you in a legal matter. But the courts of heaven is the one that'll destroy that document. Can I get amen? Because there's no other greater court. That's what's in heaven. That's why enter into his courts with what? Thanksgiving and praise. Why? For whom the Son sets free is free indeed. If he has freed us, no demon could hold a yoke on you. Can I get amen? The tearing down of strongholds. Deliverance involves the breaking up of legal grounds, the tearing down of strongholds, offensive spiritual warfare, and the casting out of demons. Did you know that there's demons today? Oh, come on. There's demons today. Those entities will be here until they're cast into the lake of fire. Spiritual warfare, on the other hand, is dealing with three keys. And these keys that the enemy sends, look at this right up here. What is he sin? Temptations, deceptions, and accusations. You ever been slandered upon? Huh? You ever been lied upon? Oh, come on. You ever been tempted? Oh, come on. How many of us been deceived before? Okay, it's just me up here. And so, saints, I'm hoping that this teaching will give you and I an idea of how spiritual warfare works. Because once you understand the tricks of the enemy, you will avoid him. You will have a defense. And also you'll have an offense on how to combat it. So let's look at this right up here. Offense versus defense warfare. You see, spiritual warfare comes in two ways. Right up there. Offense and defense. Let's look at this for a moment. Offensive warfare is tearing down the strongholds the enemy has formed in your mind through deception and accusations. Listen, when you know someone has said something about you and you know that it's a lie, that is the spirit of the enemy trying to attack your mind. Can I get amen? But we are to put a shield of faith. And we're going to see that faith. Hallelujah. How many of you would love to have Teflon faith? What do I mean by Teflon faith? Anything that comes at you will slide right off. Are you kind of the skillet that attracts everything? And you got to scrub things off. Well, come on. I don't know how many pans I've thrown in the trash. I can't get that gunk off. Oh, come on. After a while, I'm not scrubbing this no more. It's done. So offensive warfare. Look at this. Defensive warfare is guarding yourself against the tactics or the schemes of the devil. He's cunning. He's always plotting. Listen, as soon as you leave a crack in your door, I like to say a crack in your armor, boom, he's right there. He wants to get in and cause havoc. Oh, that's right. Look at this. The enemy's three primary weapons are deceptions, temptations, and accusations. Know that. That's what he uses. You got to understand his arsenal. He's had this arsenal for 6,000 years that we've known about him. Since Adam and Eve. He came in that garden to deceive Adam and Eve. Yeah. You know, Adam said, "You know, it was the woman you gave me." No, where were you when the serpent lied to her in the garden? You should have been with her. Can I get amen? And so, those are three things that we can expect from the devil. The Bible tells us that we struggle not against flesh and blood, but against demonic forces. You know, when I was putting this together, I had to really start praying, because as soon as I started putting this together, all kinds of things were flashing in my mind. I go, "Oh, I know." And I had to get up and bind the devil.
That's right.
Oh, that's right. I had to. Because look at this right up here in Ephesians 6:12. "For we wrestle not against what? Flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." And when we look at high places, it's not so much on mountaintops. I'm talking about positions that are in high places. There are some influential people in high places, and they're all about wickedness. Can I get amen? And so, One of the first primary things we struggle against is this right up here. Deception. Deception. And where do we get warning from? Who's the one that instructs us about this deception? Did it come from your grandmother when she was rocking you to sleep at night? Did it come from your neighbor? Who warned us about deception? Jesus. It's right up here. Look at this. Matthew 24. And Jesus answered and said to them, take heed that no one what? Deceives you. For many will come in my name, saying, I am the Christ, and deceive many. And you will hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not what? Troubled. For all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. Look at this. For nation will rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famines and pestilences. Haven't we seen these already? Pestilences. There's two people that I know right now that are staying home because they got COVID again. Some of you had COVID not too long ago. That pestilence is still around. But Jesus said we would see these things. We would hear wars and rumors of wars. See that you're not troubled, for all these things must come to pass. For nation will rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom. And here's where people think that nation against nation, kingdom against kingdom is the same. Nation in the Greek is ethnicity. This is races of different kind of races of people fighting each other. And then kingdoms, countries against countries. And there will be famines. God was showing me something, saints. As the word came that Jesus is coming. And I hope I'm totally wrong what I'm going to say. Say, Pastor Fee, I hope you're wrong. But there's coming a great famine. And there's coming a great depression in this country. A great depression. Right now, it's starting with inflation. Two cheeseburgers, a Coke, and fries now cost you $25. What happened to the $1? Remember the 99? What happened to that? Two people now to go have a little lunch is over $50. I went into Costco and I picked up a pack of three steaks. I picked it up and I had to gently put it back down. $93 for three steaks. Jesus, that right there is a sign that there's a great depression coming. People need to wake up. We need to store some dry food, store some food. And let me just say this. You haven't seen anything yet in the streets. But when you cut off the welfare money, when you cut off someone's job, then it becomes one man for himself. And then the primal man shows up. Only the strong survive. The young, strong, they'll come and bust down your door and take what they want. It's coming. It's coming. The remedy, there's only one remedy. Get close to Jesus. It's time to get close to Jesus. No one wants to get close to him. Oh, well, some people go to different churches. Well, I don't know if he's here. Man, the Bible says he's omnipresent. He fills all space. He's everywhere at once. All you got to do is call upon the name. Call upon the name. And the only name is Jesus. Can I get amen? We're not ashamed to call upon the name here. Oh God. Hallelujah. Come on, let's just take time out and say, God, help us. Jesus. Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless your name, God. We bless your name, God. Thank you, God. Jesus. Now, even Paul the apostle saw that there was deception. And it's crept in. It's crept in our day and time. But he wrote it back 2,000 years ago. Look at this. 2 Corinthians 11:13. For such are false apostles. Watch out when someone says, I'm apostle so-and-so. Oh, yeah? Who gave you that title? Jesus? False apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. Better watch out what kind of tag you put. Watch out what you print out from the internet and say, now I'm so-and-so. You print out a certificate, I'm this now. Help us, Jesus. And no wonder, for Satan himself transforms himself into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers, look at this, also transform themselves into ministers of righteousness, whose end will be according to their works. So in other words, Satan's ministers, he has them all over the place. He's got them in all churches. Not everyone in church is saved. I hope you know that. When Jesus comes, he's coming for a church that's inside of a church. Yes. What do I mean by that? He's coming for the true believers that have been born again. Or they've been transformed. They're not coming to do your priestly duty. I'm here on Sunday to please your conscience. No. If you've been truly born again, you're in love with him. And you're going to do everything to worship and praise him and be used by him. Can I get amen? And we'll receive the word and obey the word. And don't try to make it your own word, because it's not. You either do it his way or you do it yours, and you'll be walking in error. Thanks. To deceive somebody means to make another person believe a lie or something that is not true. When the enemy sends deception your way, it is an attempt to deceive you into believing something that is not true, so you will fall into error. You ever had someone say something that, I don't know if I want to receive that. I don't think that's right. And guess what? It wasn't. Strongholds, though, are built through deception. A stronghold is formed when deception takes hold in a person's mind. A stronghold is an incorrect thinking pattern that stems from believing something that is not true. From the very beginning, saints of God, Satan deceived Eve into believing that God's word was not true. He would tell her, did God really say that? When God told her, don't eat from that tree that's in the middle of the garden. She was deceived, right? And so was Adam. Oh, God, help us. Help us, God. And we're going to see this real quickly. Look at this in Genesis, right here. I have it right here. Now the serpent was more cunning than the beast of the field, which the Lord God had made. And he said to the woman, has God indeed said, you shall not eat of the tree of the garden? Didn't I just say that? And the woman said to the serpent, we may eat the fruit of the trees of the garden. Look at verse 3. But the fruit of the tree which is in the middle of the garden, God said, you shall not eat it, nor you shall touch it, lest you die. And the serpent said to the woman, you will not surely die. Takes me back when I was 15. 15 years old. I used to get picked up in this van. There was about seven of us. We worked for the San Diego Union and Evening Tribune. And we would go door to door asking people to subscribe to the newspaper. I was one of their top sales kids. I was only 15. But down the street, I met one of the guys. He was done with his little route. And he took out a joint. He said, come on, man. No, man, I don't want. Come on, man. No, I don't. Come on, man. As soon as I took that first hit, I was done. Didn't quit till God delivered me at the age of 30. It took someone of influence, of deception, to get in your crawl, to get deep in you. I trusted him. He knows who I'm talking about. His name was, some of you may know him, Joe Murray. Went to Sweetwater. I hope you're listening, Joe, because I want you to get saved. Oh, yes. 15. But a lot of times we can be gullible and we can fall into traps. I won't make that mistake again, at least not what I know now regarding warfare. Can I get amen? But in Genesis 2:16, God said she would die if she ate. Look at this right up here. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden you may eat freely, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat, for in that day you shall die. And because of that act of disobedience, death has been passed on to us. How many people have you saw go into the grave this year? I prayed for 5 people already this year as a pastor and watching them go into the ground. It's because of that. If they would have obeyed, we would never be in this condition. But because they disobeyed, sin now has been passed upon us. And so God, though, in His mercy, has given us the believer on how to deal now with Satan and his deceptions. Can I get amen? Let's look at number 2. We deal with temptation. Temptation often follows deception. So once you fall into deception, now you'll go ahead and put your hand in the cookie jar. The deception was, you thought mama was asleep. And she was right behind you. Oh, come on. Look what James says right up here. I'm going to use the word to back up everything I'm saying here. Can I get amen? My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces what? Patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally, without what? Reproach. And it will be given to him. Praise God, praise God. Listen, count it all joy. When we face trials, when we are tempted. You know why? Because now as believers, we know how to combat it. Can I get amen? We can say, oh, no, not today, Satan. I'm hip to you now. Oh, come on. I never used that word hip for a long time. What is hip? Remember Tower of Power? What is hip? In Matthew 4, Jesus was led out into the desert. And who was he tempted by? Slewfoot. I thought it was going to come from over there, but it came from over here. Oh, Slewfoot. Satan himself. Let me just say this. It works like clockwork. If you're a brand new believer, look out, because here comes Satan. Really? You got saved? Uh-huh. All that stuff you were involved in and you're saved? The worst thing that could happen is when your own family, who know who you are. Oh, that's right. You see, you got to remember this. When Jesus went back to Nazareth, there were hardly any miracles done there. You know why? Because they said, aren't you Joseph's son, the carpenter? We know you. And when you get saved, radically saved, delivered from crystal meth, from cocaine, getting delivered from marijuana and alcohol, from womanizing, hallelujah, from pornography, when God delivers you, hallelujah, hallelujah, and then you'll have a member come up to you and say, wait a minute, I know you. This is where you have to have that heart. This is where you have to say, oh God, watch over my heart. Oh God, I know where they're coming from. Oh God, but I know what you've done for me. Hallelujah. Whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Hallelujah. You know when you cried out. You know when the Holy Ghost came. You know when the dark was driven out and the light came in. Hallelujah. You know when you spoke in tongues. Hallelujah. As the Spirit of God gave you utterance. You know, hallelujah, the joy unspeakable, full of glory. You know, hallelujah, when your corners of your mouth are pinned to your ears like this. Hallelujah. You know when you get saved. Hallelujah. You know. No devil in hell can lie to you. You got to confess at that time. You need to testify what God has done for you. Can I get amen? Amen. That's how you overcome. Yes. You share what God has done for you. But we see this story. Look at this. Right up here in Luke. Then Jesus being filled. Say that with me. Being filled with the Holy Ghost. When I got filled with the Holy Ghost, they still said, yeah, right. I know you, Fee. My old friend. I don't know how long I prayed for him to get saved. Chris Portillo. He would always, when I run into him, are you still walking with those guys with the books, Fee? We used to party together. It was hard for him to conceive what God did for me. He couldn't understand it. The carnal mind can't understand those things. Why? Because there's no light inside. There's no light inside. And look, listen, don't get mad at them. No. Keep being a testimony. Yes. Keep telling them, hey, this is what Jesus did for me. Hallelujah. He can do for you. Can I get amen? There's hope. There's hope. But look at this story. Then Jesus, being filled with the Holy Spirit, returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit, capital S, Holy Spirit, into the wilderness. Sometimes we have to go to wilderness places. Can I get amen? Being tempted for 40 days by the devil. And in those days he ate nothing. And afterward, when they had ended, he was hungry. I'd be hungry too for 40 days. I can't even go 40 minutes. And I want a sushi roll. I asked my wife today, can we go eat sushi after? Again? Look at number three. And the devil said to him, if you are the Son of God, command this stone to become bread. But Jesus answered him, saying, it is written. Say that with me. It is written. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. This is where you have to have a made up mind that what God has written in His Word is yes and amen. Can I get amen? Don't try to change it. Don't try to contort it. Don't try to have it fit in your own theology. Some people will try to use the Word for themselves to try to get out of situations where that's not what it's talking about. You ever had that happen? You ever saw that? Oh, no. It don't. God says to love everyone. Oh, yeah, yeah. But He still hates the sin. Yeah, He still hates the sin. And He's still going to judge them because of their sin. You can love them all you want. Show them the love, yeah. But until they get right with God, they're going to get left. Oh, come on. Look at this. Then the devil, taking him high on a mountain, showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. Look at this. And the devil said to him, "All this authority I give you, and their glory, for this has been delivered to me, and I give it to whomever I wish. Therefore, if you will worship me, all will be yours." Let's put a quick little pause on there. The devil owned nothing. He owns nothing. He was created. He's a created being. He was a cherub. Yes, he was the worship leader that fell. Lord, have mercy. Pray for the worship teams. You know why? Because that's where Satan loves to attack. The worship team. That's number one target right there. Oh, come on, sister. You know. You know. If he could get you out of position, if he could throw your alignment off, if he could try to deter your destination, he will do it. And then God will still bring you back where you're supposed to be. Can I get an amen? You can't outthink God. You think you got God in a pickle? Think again. He will say checkmate on you. Jesus, help us. Look at this. Therefore, if you will worship me, all will be yours. And Jesus answered, said to him, "Get behind me, Satan. For it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only you will serve." You see, my friends, often people will be so drawn to sin, and the enemy tries to convince them that it is all harmless and fun. Oh, come on. Come on, one token can hurt you. My grandson that was here, Benjamin, he played 2 weeks ago, right? Okay. Remember his two friends from Arkansas was with him? They were all at La Jolla Cove Beach. A lot of family was there. And they went by the showers where you rinse off. There were young girls throwing themselves at them, giving them phone numbers. Call me. Call us. Call us. And my son, my grandson, you know, he don't play that game. He don't roll like that. You know, he was homeschooled. He knows, you know, all those kids were all homeschooled. They know nothing but God. And here's these women. Oh, young girls, give them phone numbers. Call me. Call me. And they would just throw it down and say, no. Yeah. But see, we live in that culture that will do that. To tempt you. Well, that's right. To tempt you. And it's all harmless. It's all fun. No one's going to know. You heard that one? No one's going to know. When it's not harmless at all, but an open door is to the devil. Yep. Jesus saw through Satan's deception and resisted the temptation by speaking God's word. You know what I love about King David? King David said something key for you and I. Look at this right up here. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not what? Sin against you. If you put enough God in your heart, you won't sin against God. Can I get amen? Because you'll know the scripture. You'll know to learn to be obedient. But if you're not in Bible study, you don't come like maybe once every month or whatever, you're not going to know the word. And you'll rather believe a lie. But if you're filled with the word of God, that becomes your defense and offense. Now you're becoming fully equipped. Can I get an amen? Oh, that's right. When the enemy tempts you, he's showing you the worm. The worm. But behind the worm is a hook. There's a hook behind it. The word of God helps you see the hook behind the worm. Be careful. Oh, they could have fell for that. They could have walked off with those girls and went anywhere. Got private. Uh-oh. Thank you, Jesus. Look at number three. Accusations. The devil is known as the accuser of the brethren. This is what he wants to do. He wants to accuse you of things that you never did. Or look like you did, but you didn't. Oh, come on. Has anyone ever lied upon you? The other day, I heard this one. Oh, Pastor Fee, you look like you're losing weight. That's a lie. From day one. I didn't fall for that trap. Can I get amen? Oh, thank you, brother. Thank you. Thank you. Last time I checked, I've been a little heavier. Man. Come on. Hey, brother. Amen. That's why we need Jesus to come. Amen. Because this body will war against you. No, you're not supposed to eat that. I know I'm not. Look at Revelation 12:10 here. Then I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of Christ have come. For the accuser, there he is, of our brethren who accused them before our God day and night has been cast down. Amen. How many can't wait to have Satan cast into the lake of fire? Oh, come on. Think about it. Living in a world with no more sin. Can you even think about that? Listen, even if our world had no sin, our mind still is sinful. That still has to change. Can I get amen? God's going to change all that in the twinkling of an eye. You see, saints, he is known to take a believer who has done an embarrassing or gross sin in their past and continue to rub it in their faces and beat them down with guilt and condemnation of their past. Be careful when people bring up your old stuff. You know how I defend that? I'm glad you remember that. That's right. Because now I'm washed. I'm saved. Sanctified. Holy Ghost filled. Water baptized in Jesus' name. Are you? Then ask him, are you? Look at this. In Proverbs, look at this. Proverbs. Whoever hides hatred has lying lips. And whoever spreads slander is a fool. Let me just say this. You know how back in the day we used to say this? What's up, fool? Never call. What up, fool? Never call somebody a fool anymore.
That's right. Yeah.
You know why? Because Jesus said, you call someone a fool, that's a person. When God calls someone a fool in the Bible, they're headed to the lake of fire. That's going to burn forever. Be careful. Be careful. Yeah, I know it was funny back in the day, but we can't no more. Can I get amen? So we have to learn this. We got to learn how to deal with deception. And we have two weapons to deal with deception. Look at this in Ephesians right up here. Stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth. There it is. You need to know the truth, which will separate the lie. Can I get amen? The Bible says, the soul that sins shall surely die. But for you and I, who have been saved, sanctified, washed in the blood of the Lamb, God has given us eternal life. Can I get amen? And I'm praying that maybe you're here today or watching on YouTube or Facebook. If you've never given your heart to the Lord, today you can be saved.
Yes.
And set free.
Amen. Hallelujah.
I don't care what you came in. You may have addictions. You may have a stronghold. Hallelujah. You may be something that you can't shake off on your own strength. But I'm here to let you know the one that can set you free. The one who can set you free. Hallelujah. His name is Jesus. Hallelujah. The blood of Jesus will set you free. The Bible says, whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Can I get amen?
Amen.
I don't care what you're going through. Anxiety, depression, hallelujah, sickness, affliction, hallelujah. Many things that we go through on a day-to-day basis. But I'm here to let you know that God can set you free right now. Can I get amen? God wants to set someone free. Hallelujah. God wants to deliver you. God wants to take you from the guttermost to the uttermost. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God wants to put His Spirit in you. God wants to wash you in the blood. God wants to sanctify you, set you apart. Hallelujah. God wants to do, hallelujah, what you can't do for yourself. Can I get an amen? It's God and God alone. Hallelujah. And there's no one that sits besides Him. Hallelujah. He is the Alpha and the Omega. He's from everlasting to everlasting, for He is God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. And He's coming back again. He's coming back for you. He's coming back for me. Hallelujah. Jesus. Hallelujah. I feel the anointing right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody needs to be set free right now. Hallelujah. I got more, but I can't go no more. Hallelujah. Sadaboko. Hikarabasa. Satalabaka. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Someone needs to be set free right now. Oh, come on. Come on. You came in here. Hallelujah. Down and out. You need to leave here lifted up. Hallelujah. You need to leave here with joy unspeakable and full of glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You need to know that your sins have been dealt with at the cross. Hallelujah. So come on. Come on. Somebody need to come up here. Come on. If you've never given your heart to Jesus, come up here right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come up here right now. Come on. Get up here right now. We'll pray for you. Oh, come on. There's people right now. I know that need to be saved. Hallelujah. Jesus. Help us, God. Oh, help us, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Rabo Shikarabo. Listen, I'm praying for you right now on Facebook and YouTube. Hallelujah. God wants to set you free. God wants to deliver you. Hallelujah. God wants to save you and your household. God wants to restore your marriages. God wants to bring your kids back and deliver them from drugs and alcohol. Hallelujah. God wants to deliver people from homosexuality. Hallelujah. From transgenderism. Hallelujah. God wants to do what you cannot do for you. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Help us, Lord.
Thank
help
you,
us,
Lord.
Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Lord, God, help us. Help us today. We need you, God. We need you every day. We need you every day. We need you every day, God. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Jesus. Thank you, God. Hey, Shatta. Hikaraba. Shatta. Hikaraba. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Some of you have never experienced the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. You need to be filled. Hallelujah. Overflowing right now. Hallelujah. With joy unspeakable and full of glory. Hallelujah. Ask God to fill your cup right now. Let it be overflowing. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. The Bible says out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, let the Holy Ghost, let the oil of gladness, hallelujah, come upon you right now. Lord, shower your people right now. Shower them right now. Shower them right now. Hallelujah. Oh, let the joy of the Lord, let the joy of the Lord be your strength. Hallelujah. Oh, ikarabo, shikaraba. Oh, hallelujah. Yes, God, hallelujah. Shadabo kotor, ikaraba. Hallelujah. 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 Brother Joel, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against you, God, hallelujah, will cast down. In the name of Jesus. Ikarabasa. Katarabasa katara. Ikarabasa. Jesus, help us, God. Hallelujah. Oh, come on. Let's all stand to our feet. Hallelujah. Let's all lift up our hands to heaven right now. Hallelujah. Let's lift up your hands to heaven. Hallelujah. 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 Oh God.
Oh, we give you praise, oh Lord.
Touch your people right now.
We give you praise.
Touch your people right now, God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, touch your people right now. In the name of Jesus. Let them be aflow. Hallelujah. Let them have fire from heaven. Hallelujah.
And it can set you free.
Flood this place.
Set your people free.
Flood this place right now, God.
Set these captives free.
In the name of Jesus. Oh, yes.
Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom.
Yes.
He came to break every chain of your life.
Yes.
It's time to surrender to the King of Kings.
Yes.
Oh, He came to set your heart free. He came to set you afire. Your voice to the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Give your life to the King. He is the master with the master plan.
Hey.
He's got the master plan.
Yes,
for
Lord
you
God.
And me.
Hey, Jesus.
that you would give them the correct path, Father God.
Yes, God.
No more deception, no more lies, no more accusations. You will win, you will win. We are victorious in Christ Jesus.
For those of you right now that are on Facebook, heart to the Lord Jesus Christ, I'm going to ask you to pray with me that you would receive Him right now. I'm going to ask the Amazing Grace family to pray with me, to pray for you, that you too can enter in a covenant with God. It will be a blood covenant because it will be by the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. So pray this prayer with me right now. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you, God, for my life. I do believe on your death, burial, and resurrection. I believe that you died for me, and the blood that you shed on the cross will cleanse me from all my sins. Lord Jesus, I ask you now, God, to forgive me for every sin. Come into my heart. Make me a new person in Christ Jesus. And from this day on, I will do my best to honor you and to follow you all the days of my life. In Jesus' name. Come on, give God a shout of praise. Is He worthy?
Very worthy.
The Bible says, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remissions of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you, and to your children, and to all that are afar off, as many as the Lord God will call. And that's our exhortation to you. We have many ministries available here for you at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. For a complete list of them, and to download all of our messages and sermons, please log on to our website at www.acts2-38-39.com or email us at amazing_grace@cox.net. From all of us here at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship, may God bless you and thank you for listening.